then you must also believe this. Is there a commandment? Commandments, the best commandments you get in the Bible is to believe this. Believe this. That is Christ. God has raised him from the dead. So he will raise you up from the deadness of sin wherein you are held to walk in newness of life, in righteousness, holiness, godliness, peace. That is the gospel as well. According to the gospel, the power of the resurrection, the power of giving life. And what is the power of death but sin? So, eliminating sin is part of life. Because to truly live, you've got to be without sin. Because otherwise, you're waiting. Every time sin is just killing you. When I sin, I die. That's why I've got to die to the flesh and die to the sinful desires, so that those things never rise again. I got to be raised up with Christ in newness of life. How do I receive that? Is this something I go out and put my best foot forward? Well, I sure do, but I know that ultimately, when I obtain it, the only way I'll really obtain these things is through the faith of believing that I shall obtain them. And in some way, I see the way I haven't obtained them was so that I could learn that it is truly by faith. And it would be really driven home so that I could preach and teach the truth concerning the gospel. And not get thinking that I had done it by my own effort. And that I might become a teacher of the law or of legalism. I will do this to obtain that. And then I look around and wonder why nobody's obtaining it. There was a point. Oh, and I like what he says, my gospel. That's why, you know, some people, I know people out there who would hear me and say, well, he sure is self, you know, he says, anyone who preaches the gospel not the way I preach it, boy, you're sure proud. No, it's just, I've been faithful to this. Okay? God has given it to me that I could be faithful. And therefore, that which is mine, the truth is mine, Christ is mine, it's my Christ, my God. Not that I made him up, but he's given it to me in trust. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's not about pride. It's about making a distinction between he that serves God and he that serves him not. I mean, to me, I used to think, you know, it's even... To me, it feels proud to even say, I serve God, you know? It's like, who am I to say, I serve God? I'm nobody to say, I serve God. God has to testify of it. He testifies it through the word which I speak. I like him to testify of it in power. If nothing else, in the power that when I speak this truth to people, that they see the results in their lives, that they receive in faith the promise of righteousness, the hope of righteousness, and that they actually obtain it. That'll be testimony of the truth which is in me. And the gospel which I've been given. Which is the same gospel that Paul was given. But I've also made it my own. You know what I mean? I've taken it into me. And it's mine. It's my gospel. Because it's the good news for me. It's the good news which I speak. My gospel, your gospel, if you agree with me, our gospel is the same. If you don't, then I really need to say my gospel, because it's not the gospel, my gospel versus your gospel. And I say, just one gospel. Well, yeah, there is one gospel, not two. Like Paul said in Galatians, they preach another gospel to you, which is not another gospel, it's not a gospel even. That's not even really good news. The gospel is, have faith in Jesus Christ. He'll forgive your sins. He's going to let you live in sin. You know, he'll give you a helmet to put on. And then you can go back to your regular life. And when you die, well, you'll live forever. It's not really good news. not in this life anyways, you know, for the next life, you know, always looking on to that next life. That's why I don't like discussing like the afterlife. Oh, the afterlife. Do you believe in the afterlife? No, I believe there's either life or death. I believe in life and death. I will die in the flesh, and there will be nothing after that. It's just death. Death is death. The afterlife is death. After life, there's death. The only salvation from that is that life should be returned to me, and I should live again. That's the resurrection. And then I should die no more. There's no such thing as an afterlife. No, there is. Afterlife is death. The afterlife is the blackness of darkness forever. The afterlife is the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more portion. Their thoughts in that day perish. That's what's afterlife. Belief in the afterlife. I believe in the right now life. That God could give me life. Now. That wherein I've been dead to sin, and held in that, and bound in that, and a slave to that, that he would cause me to be free, and to have life. That's the resurrection from the dead. That's the gospel that I believe in. And it's the only gospel that's going to save anyone. And it's the only gospel preached in this here world. Eternal glory, enduring all things. Paul endured so much to obtain that salvation. And that we might obtain it. Because how do I obtain it? By the hearing of the word. All that work he did preaching, I'm glad he wrote some of it down. Man, where would we be without that? I'll tell you where, nowhere. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse 11, this is, I think, the third faithful saying Paul mentions in his letters to Timothy. It is a faithful saying. If we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we believe not, he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Interesting. Because you think about it. Here we have. So many things come to my mind. If we be dead with him. Not just in the life. I mean, not just in death. But in